everybody helped everybody else move that you knew. And back before moving vans and trucks and things like this, a lot of moving were done with any kind of vehicle you have, and there usually was a hay rack, because a hay rack was big enough to put a bed in, and mattresses and things that were big, and pull them with horses, and hope you didn't load them down too much in the old mud roads, and even the first gravel was a little bottomless until they got it built up. If you knew who was moving the place, say, Joneses were moving from this place down here, somebody else is moving from here down to where the Joneses were, and you had to sort of coordinate the route you took, because if there was only one rut and two hay racks, don't pass with a dam on the old narrow country roads. So I can remember having people have to wait at a corner because they should have gone around this way instead of going this way. And I think that happened with the Beatty move, because then tempers are a little short because it's cold and it's wet. The 1st of March was always the worst day of the year. You were trying to cover stuff up and you didn't have lots of cheap plastic to cover things with back in those days. And you're moving into a house, it's cold, you haven't got the, you moved the stoves too in most cases, the space heaters, and in many cases the cook stove, which is, that's a beautiful job. You lift a cook stove around and get the chimneys hooked up and get the space heaters hooked up. Well, all the doors are open and here are people carrying stuff in. They've got muddy boots all over the house and they're trying to get it in the right room and the best they can to set it up. So they're settled as much as they can. And the women were there trying to help clean the floors, which they can't do till everything's in. Some fool comes in with a load of something and tracks mud all over the floor. And there really wasn't any other way you could do it. You couldn't stop and take your overshoes off. And I used to be glad when we'd leave. I wasn't very old, but I could do something. It would help little, carrying little stuff in. And I'd feel sorry for the poor woman. I can still remember the faces of the women. They're looking at this devastation. And it's going to take them days to get this cleaned up. And everybody's cold and wet. And it'll be 2 days before they can get the house warmed up. Because you don't even have the stove in. And you've got to get the stovepipe hooked up. And that, you're dumping soot all over the place with that thing. And they got to get supper some way. What are they going to eat? And how are they going to eat it? And how are they going to cook it? And they really don't have any place to make coffee. That's what some of the other women would come along with, a coffee pot full of coffee. Of course, it would be getting cold. And I don't remember all the details. It was just utter chaos and misery. That's all I can remember about moving. And then you're dropping mattresses off the hay rack into the mud, and nothing ever went good on moving day that I can remember. There's nothing good about it, because I don't ever remember helping anybody move when the weather was nice and that things went well. My wife is a mover, and I'm not. I hate moving, and I think part of it harks back to that, that now all you do is hire a van and they move you and put stuff in.